Kirkland Lake, from a new roof to sold-out performances, Kirkland Lake's historic theater has made significant progress this year, says its artistic director. In April, the LaSalle Theater secured second place in the National Trust for Canada's The Next Great Save competition, winning a $10,000 prize. In addition to this funding, the local 100 Women Who Care group, built of female volunteers committed to making a change in the Kirkland Lake region, donated over $11,000 to the theater. The money was used to replace the theater's roof. The LaSalle Theater was built in 1939 and is one of the last four remaining streamlined Moderna Art Deco theaters in Canada. The others are located in Saskatoon and Toronto. For years, the theater faced significant weather-related issues, with rain sometimes leaking onto the stage or flooding backstage areas, said artistic director Michael Raleigh. To have people recognize that after all the hard work we've put in over the last 11 years, that we're a viable entity, it's incredible, he said. See, lights, camera, jackpot. Kirkland Lake Theater wins $10,000 in national competition. Raleigh appreciates the financial support and even had a chance to meet with the women's group in October. These women are committed and passionate, he said. The theater is now focused on other necessary improvements. We still need new doors, we need new seats, and we need to replaster the inside, especially where the rain and snow came in, Raleigh said. In addition to the donations, Raleigh mentioned how the increased visibility and recognition have helped build legitimacy for the theater's ongoing efforts. With everything that went on, I feel more confident approaching potential donors for further projects, he said. The theater has also seen a positive shift in audience attendance. This year, it successfully staged four plays, all of which sold out, Raleigh said. I think people are starting to see the value and benefit of what's going on and what we're providing for the community, he said. 2 years ago, we'd be up in the lighting booth looking down at the audience and we'd start cheering when the 20th person walked in. Now, we're seeing 100 to 120 people coming. Raleigh hopes that the theater's audience could grow by 5 to 10% over the next year. In 2025, Raleigh said the theater plans to continue offering a full season of programming, with at least four new plays. The kids have got lists of shows they want to do. They keep presenting me with ideas, he said. One of the funny things I find is hugging everybody on opening night and having them whisper in my ear, "Do you know what the next show is?" It shows the passion and they're interested and they're engaged, so that's fantastic.